Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dressed like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Well, all right. I learned something. And it's sharing time. And I am ever appreciated I do appreciate God for all that he allows me to learn in my life. Well, one of the best lessons I've learned is that hardship teaches you some great lessons. Challenges brings about some of my best results. I think what I'm trying to say is, in every challenge and hardship, every setback, I've learned something so, so valuable. So here's what I've known this, but I've just learned it at a different angle. Appreciation and gratitude is the key to having more. Now, I don't know how that sound to you, but I can't tell you how true it is. God, being fair and just as he really is, he really is. He's a fair and a just God. What's most beneficial to us is he happens to be full of mercy and grace. And I'm telling you something, man. I've probably benefited from his grace and mercy more than anything else. I mean, really, man, if it wasn't for him just forgiving me and then for him just touching my life the way he has, I mean, I'm not here in this position today. I'm just not. But a funny thing has happened along the way, even to you, if you look at it. Is that your genuine appreciation and gratitude has been the key to you having more, for your continued blessings, and for making room for heaven to open up and pour out blessings that you don't have room enough to receive. If you look at it, see, God being a fair and just God, which he is, why would he put more on you than you can bear? If you've noticed everything that's happened in your life, if you're still here, you've made it. You know, forget how rough it was, got that, but you made it. Forget what it sent you through and how it made you feel. You made it. Now, what makes people give up and you hear about people committing suicide is they leave the God out of their life and they start allowing that other voice to control. And if it's really true that God never puts more on you than you can bear, as long as you stay connected to God, you can get through anything. But you lose that connection. You lose that communication. You lose that relationship with him. If you're not having a relationship with God, then who you having a relationship with? Now, it ain't but two forces at work at all time. It's good and evil, is positive and negative, is God, is Satan. Now, this is at work all the time. So if you're not being positive about everything, you leave room for negativity to step in. If you're not trying to be righteous in your way, then you allow evil to step in. If you don't work on your relationship with God, come on now. Look who you letting step in. So now, I'm asking you to understand that God never puts more on you than you can bear. Okay, now that we got that clear, that's a fact. Okay, now with that fact in mind, let's go over this right here. Why would God, being as just and merciful as he is, put more on you than you can bear? Example, if God is giving you blessings, and all you're doing is complaining about him, you're never showing any appreciation or gratitude about it, why would he give you some more stuff to be ungrateful for? Why would he give you some more stuff to complain about? Why would he give you some more stuff that you would not show any more appreciation for? I mean, this thing is real simple, man, ain't it? If you think about it. So a lot of times, man, when I was going through my positions of not having and wondering and all like here, I ended up checking myself and going, man, I'm not even showing any gratitude or appreciation for the things he has done for me. Start showing some appreciation and gratitude because it's the key to having more. It's the key to continued blessings is the key to the windows of heaven opening up and pouring out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. It's the appreciation and gratitude of what you already have. As minimal as it may appear to be right now for you, it is still what you have. But if you've shown no gratitude for the minimal, why would he give you the maximum? I mean, I'm just really just trying to put it real, real simple so I can keep understanding this thing right here. So let me give you an example in my life. I had gotten so busy at one point that I had began to complain about how busy I was. Now, this is true because I am busy, but it ain't the busy part because I asked to be busy. You know, I asked God to give me opportunities and to make a way for me. Well, in that, you got to do something and you got to get busy. But I began to complain about the busyness and how busy I was. And I noticed that a couple of things slowed up for me. So I had got to the point where I wasn't showing real gratitude for it. Well, I looked up and a couple of things started slowing down. And then I had to catch myself. And I went, wow, man, you have got to start embracing the fact that you are this busy. Embrace the fact that what all comes along with it, because to whom much is given, much is required. You got to start embracing the requirement part if you want to continue with the giving part. So I changed my attitude. I caught myself and I started thanking him and showing real gratitude for how busy I was instead of complaining about how busy I was. And then guess what? It opened up the windows of heaven and some more blessings got poured out. It just works that way all the time. For everybody, for me, for you, for everybody. So listen, y'all, again, your appreciation and gratitude is the key to having more. Your appreciation and gratitude is the key to continued blessings. And your appreciation and gratitude is the only way that you can get those windows of heaven to open up and pour out these blessings that you won't have room enough to receive. You got to act like you're glad for what you got in order to get more. You feel me? Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. I am back. The show is alive and well. Thanking everybody for holding it down. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Positivity, motivation, inspiration, entertainment, uplift, and just about any other thing that need to be done and handled in the morning. That's what we about to do. Who gonna do it? Moi, Shirley Strawberry. Carly Farrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., better known as Kill Spades, or really better known as Junior, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Ladies and gentlemen, all is well. Junior, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, welcome back. I'll be glad to have you home, man.
Traveling yesterday. Thank y'all.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. I know this is crazy. You know, I got an aunt who don't do well with technology and all these problems. And it just sounds like you. By what age you think we should be through with technology? Like, what age you think y'all should just not have to deal with it?
Well, I don't think it's going to happen that way anymore because you'll be archaic. I can tell you that your trouble with technology begins at 50. For me, technology started giving me trouble right around 49, 50. I was fine right up until smartphone. Burberry, I was good. Flip phones, I was good.
Burberry Pages. Is a flashing line. You mean BlackBerry?
That's part of the reason right there. I had very much confused the two and could not understand. Why is these people that making these shirts and stuff bothering me with this damn device? And that's when it began for me, man. All the invention of the smartphone was when it started, you know, telephone, iPhone. You know, just iPhone turned into smartphone, and that's when the problems began. And I don't think that we're going to be able to get away from technology at this point.
No.
I made it my mission this year to become a little bit more tech savvy. I want to have a couple announcements to make. I just learned last week. Now, I know how to forward a text to somebody. I just hold the text down. And then I go down to where it says more, and I hit more. And then I hit the arrow and send it who I want to. But I just learned last week how to copy and paste.
Oh, no.
Look at you.
Was a fascinating discovery. Copy and paste. Game changer. Let me tell you what I did. I took some bank information to put it in my safe on my phone. You know how you have a security to keep all your passcodes and everything. And I can't remember all them passcodes. So I took some very important document, copied and pasted, and put it in my safe and put it in there. And then my Face ID quit working because it don't work out the country sometimes. And I don't know the code that opened up the damn safe. So now I done locked it in there and I can't open it. So I got some real problems going on right now.
All right. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we're going to start the show up with the nephew and run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got for us, Nev?
Quit. Robe. Wet robes. Mm. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Miss Sister Tanya. Sister Tanya.
Uh-huh. Who's she? Who's this?
Hi, Sister Tanya. This is Brian. I'm representing the youth, and I, of course, you know, we're already having the fundraiser on Saturday. And I would like to know, are you going to be available to come out on Saturday? Because we got pretty much most of the choir. You're in the choir, correct?
Yeah. I never heard of anything about anything on Saturday, though.
Well, we got most of the choir members coming out on Saturday, and we'd like to know if you're going to be available on Saturday to come out and participate in the fundraiser for the children that's going on their vacation next year.
Oh, you said all the other choir members? I never heard anything from the other
Yeah, all of the choir members. We probably have about 95% of the choir members coming out.
Yeah, I'm free on Saturday.
Okay, now we're doing from 5 to 7 on Saturday. So are you available 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.? It's only 2 hours.
Yeah, what you say your name was?
Brian. I'm sorry. They call me Brian. Brian. They call me B.A. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Did I meet you at the church?
I just joined about 3 weeks ago, and they've already given me an assignment. So I majored in marketing in school. So they're trying to get me to take care of the children and their vacation that's coming up. So we put together some things, a great fundraiser. And, you know, the choir members have been very receptive. You're the last one for me to call, and I wanted to make sure you were on board with us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just never heard about this. So
now, are you able to bring your choir robe on Saturday?
Yeah, we singing a song?
No. You guys are not actually going to be singing a song. What it is that we're having a... I'm so glad that you're ready to participate in what we're doing. So I want to, first of all, say thank you first and foremost, I want to say thank you, okay?
All right. I can bring my robe. I just...
The robe. What's going to happen is you guys aren't singing a song, but we're having a wet robe contest.
A what now?
A wet robe contest.
You talking about like a wet t-shirt contest type of thing?
Well, it's not a t-shirt. It's a robe. So you don't have a t-shirt on. What we need you to do is we need you to...
No. Not in the church.
You're talking about the whole choir,
so they're going to do a wet robe contest? You said a wet robe contest?
I heard of a wet t-shirt contest. That's not the same thing, though, right?
Well, no, it's a little bit different. What it is, you don't have a t-shirt on. You actually have your choir robe on, and you don't have anything underneath it. You don't wear any clothes underneath it. What we do is
we're going to wet all of the ladies.
Listen to me. We're going to wet all of the ladies down. And the sexiest one that's wet with their robe on is going to win $500. And half of the money is going to go to the children's vacation. Hello?
You talking about a wet t-shirt contest in the church?
No, I'm talking about a wet robe contest at the church.
Oh, no, I'm not going to get in there and be naked under a robe.
It's going to be out.
Being naked under a robe?
We need you to be completely naked under your robe, and we're going to wet everybody down with a water hose. And the finest one is going to be able to win $500, and $250 of that, half of that money is going to go to the children's vacation.
Hold on. What did you say your name was again?
My name is Brian.
No way, after 3 weeks, that they don't put you in charge of something.
I don't understand why there's a problem with you trying to pitch in and help
problem,
out the children.
Because I don't even know who you are calling me. I don't know who gave you my
number. They're trying to accomplish something. And you don't want to help the kids.
I want to help the kids, but I'm not going to get up there in no choir robe. I'm doing my best right now not to cuss you out because I'm a woman of God.
So you're too good to be naked under your robe. Is that what you're saying? You're too good to be naked?
Look, I don't have to explain myself, but I'm not going to be naked up in no church.
You can't do that for the kids.
I know you're not about to tell me what I can and cannot do for no kids. Now, I don't know who gave you my number, but I think you need to figure out who else to call for this, because I'm not going to be a part of this.
We called all the other choir members, and they don't have a problem with it.
There's no way you called all the choir members. What are their names? What other choir members did you call?
We called Sister Bridget in the choir. Sister Bridget didn't have a problem with it.
Ain't no Sister Bridget in the choir. Look.
I don't know who you think you're talking to, but I think you need to get off the phone. Do you know Sister DeVita in the choir? Hello?
Yes.
Do you know Sister DeVita in the choir?
Yes, I know Sister DeVita.
Okay. So if Sister DeVita said that Sister Bridget and Sister Rachel didn't have a problem doing it, why do you have a problem doing it?
I'm not about to be naked in a church for kids.
You're not getting naked in the church. You're going to be in the back part of the church, and we're going to spray you down with a water hose on your robe.
I'm not going to be up there. This is disgusting.
Well, Tommy said you would do it. Tommy said you didn't have no problem doing it.
Who the hell is Tommy? We don't even have a Tommy at the church. You keep making up all these names.
Tommy is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's who Tommy is. Hello?
Oh, my God. That's not real.
This is not. It's not real, baby. That nobody was calling you about doing a wet robe cut. You all right?
Woo! I was finna go off on you.
You was already going off on me. DeVita got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get hurt. I was holding my tongue.
What you saying? You was about to cuss?
I was about to cuss you out, right out.
Hey, baby, I got to ask you. You got to tell me, what's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, nothing like a wet robe.
I don't know what that is.
Right.
It's a wet
no one knows.
Road.
Yeah.
Wet road.
A wet
right there. Right. Wetter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, back in the building and ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, you guys heard about this. Lil Bootsy wants to have an adult prom, and he is planning on inviting you, Steve, and Marjorie. Plus, in other entertainment news, you've been away for a minute.
My man, welcome back.
That's what's happening over here.
You going to the prom?
Plus, in other entertainment news, R. Kelly's new jail friend is the accused subway shooter. What? We'll talk about that. Also, in other entertainment news, we'll tell you about Ludacris's graduation gift. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. Teeny in Mexico says, I'm 71, and my husband and I retired and went to live with our son, his wife, and two children in Playa del Carmen. I told my husband we need to find our own house because my son expects me to cook and babysit. My husband said it's a fair trade, but he's not doing the work. How do I convince him to move out?
I don't know what to tell you. Y'all 71. Mm-hmm. I don't know who made this decision. I can't help you. I'm not 71. I can't advise you on this, teeny. I ain't never been to Mexico. I don't know what y'all doing. I don't want to offend nobody by saying what we
do. You been to Mexico? We all been to Mexico.
Yeah, I ain't stayed that long enough to, you know, develop no cultural habits or nothing like this. All I came away was lacking guacamole way better down there because they make it different. And that's all I came with. The enchiladas is the real deal down there. I don't know what they doing at Taco Bell, but it ain't what's going on. It ain't real deal, I can tell you that. Anyway, those are the things I came away with. And I want to avoid this question for any council culture that might occur behind it. So I want to pass on this. Teeny, good luck with your life, you and your husband in there with them wife and kids and stuff like that. I don't know.
How do you convince them to move out?
That's I'm not convincing nobody. I don't know why you're 71. You want to live with nobody any damn way. My kids don't want me moving in with them. I can promise you that. Because first of all, we're going to cut all this damn music off. And I don't like happy friends. So they can't come over here. So now they're going to put me out. Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Sorry, teeny. Moving on to Jamie in Clemson. Jamie says, I got married 7 months ago and my husband is a great man, but he has no filter. He says anything that comes to mind, anything. He told my 12-year-old niece that her breath stinks and her father cursed him out. He is brutally honest at all times. How do I get him to be nice or be quiet, especially with my family?
You ain't going to have to. He going to say the wrong thing to the wrong person. I don't know how he don't know this yet. You ain't got to tell the 12-year-old her breath stank. Why is you talking to the 12-year-old? But you're going to say something about somebody's child, and they're going to handle it for you. Life has a way of taking care of itself. You're going to learn the lessons now, or you're going to learn them later. But you're going to learn all the lessons you need. Trust me, there is no elevator to the top. You have to take the steps. If you skip a step, you're going to get back on it. Obviously, he's gotten away without saying what he want to say. He just ain't said it to the right person yet. But that right person going to be the wrong person that day. And all these will go away. You ain't got to worry about him. Never
all
no
right,
more.
Jamie, 7 months into marriage. Okay. Mm-hmm. Moving on to Amanda on Long Island. Amanda says, my boyfriend and I have been dating a while, and when we met, he said he was getting his ex's name off his chest. The tattoo bothers me more now since we're talking about marriage. I got a temporary tattoo of a man's name, and he thought it was funny. How do I get him to take me seriously?
What she said, she put a temporary tattoo of a man's name just to show him what it was like.
I'm assuming so. Yeah.
Well, he thought it was funny because he knew it was temporary. Yeah. Well, you know, here's the deal. You're not sleeping with him anymore until he gets the name off his chest because you ain't finna look at it, wonder about it, or nothing else. Ta-da. Tattoo
gold. Get the cutting it off now.
Yeah, with a butter knife. You a butter knife and some sandpaper. I have it off this evening.
Ooh, that's painful.
I know.
Whoa.
All right, Amanda, you could try that or... No. All right, last one,
Steve. You at Home Depot trying to get it off? You know you're trying to get it off.
Last one, Steve. LaFay in Olney says... My husband and I love reality TV, but he has gotten way too comfortable in telling me who's beautiful, who's had work done, and who needs work done. When I confronted him about it, he said if I can have an opinion on the ladies, so can he. I enjoy his company, but not his commentary. What do I do? This is her husband now.
I don't know.
What y'all watching?
You know, y'all watching. Y'all sitting up here watching all this that's going on. How he ain't going to comment. He telling you what he think. That's what he watching it for, the work.
But I can tell you right now. Comfortable.
Well, let me tell you how the conversation going. We watching TV. I'm old. That girl right there, she done had them breasts put on.
Saying everything.
Which one? Which one?
Both of them. Both of them. She done had work done on both of them. She ain't just do the left side. She did both.
No. Which girl?
Oh, which one?
Which woman? I think,
about four of them, four,
not
five
girls.
Of them. They all do it, you know, because when they do the recap, you know, the show reunion, they all had that white powder put between their breasts, make them look like they separated and bigger.
And you know this how?
I like, because I watch the show. I bought my wife some of that white powder, too. See if she can get that. Yeah, I bought her some
of
that white powder.
Don't you think you're a little comfortable with you know, with noticing all of this?
Oh, I'm very comfortable noticing. What you want me to wear? You know, we watching it. What do you want me to watch it but not see it? How you want this to work?
I just want you to watch it.
Yeah.
Well,
do you have
but I am watching it. But, you know, I mean, they talking.
But why you talking? We can't even follow along because you
I don't
talking.
Say nothing until the commercial come on.
We can fast forward that sometimes.
You know, well, yeah. I take notes of who I think need breasts, who I think need
you taking
know,
notes?
Booty.
That's
you know,
what
I put it down on my paper
like,
who
though.
Need their nose contoured. A lot of them girls' nose ain't contoured. They put them two stripes on each side of their nose. See that white powder? It don't just go on the middle of the chest. That white powder go on each side of the nose.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeart Radio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lil Boosie told social media that he wanted to plan an adult prom since he missed his. All right, take a listen to his celebrity guest list, Steve.
I woke up this morning with a prom wish list. God told me, Cardi B and Offset. Offset gonna put it on. Moneybagg and Ari. No, they gonna put it on. Candy and Todd. T.I. and Tiny. Ray J gotta be in the building. That's my boy. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. Snoop Dogg and his wife. It's an adult prom, man. P. Diddy, bring young Miami fine ass. I've been seeing pictures. I don't know what's really, but I've been seeing pictures. Ain't too many city girls been to prom. Steve Harvey, Mr. put it on. If you can't be in the building, send one of your suits, man. Send me a stylist. It's going down. Adult prom.
Boozer, I'm coming, man. Boozer, I'm coming. Hey, pimp. I accept your invitation. I'm coming.
Just to put it on, put it on.
But if you can't come, sit a suit.
Sit a suit.
Yeah, sit a suit.
Sit a stylist.
Boosie, yeah. I'm coming, pimp.
All right, Boosie, so save the date, Steve. Save the date. It's going to take place July 9th at the Clark University Gym.
He for real.
In Atlanta. Okay, in Atlanta.
Oh, he's real. In Atlanta, ball to fall through. Boy, if I'm home, I'm thinking about going out the country then that week. But boy, if I'm now Boosie, I'm falling through, pimp. I'm gonna come G'd up. I'm gonna have my girl with me because Marjorie always taking some damn prom pictures with me anyway. You might as well go on go to one. I hated my prom any damn way.
Oh, man.
Woo, I'm gonna come up in there fly though, Boosie.
Please film it.
Oh, man.
Please.
Oh, man.
All right. I can't wait to see that. Everybody in other entertainment news.
Man.
In other entertainment news, R. Kelly is facing life in prison when he's sentenced on June 15th. And until then, he's making the most of his time in jail in Brooklyn. For instance, he often performs for his captive audience. In one surreal example, Kells reportedly silenced a crowd in the visiting room at Metropolitan Detention Center when he stood in his jail fatigues and gave an a cappella performance of I Believe I Can Fly. According to a source present for the impromptu concert.
How about over that wall?
Yeah, even correction officers watched in stunned silence. He also sings while he's in his cell. After the convicted king of R&B is making friends. He's making a lot of friends. R and Frank James, a man accused in the Brooklyn subway shooting last month. Three sources said that the men get along famously. They eat together, they talk about TV shows, and they go to the rec together. They are buds, the source said.
Wow.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's his buddy, huh?
A lot of singing. Mm-hmm.
Well, making you know, look, friends. I mean, y'all, let's be really fair about this. You in prison, you can't be real picky about who your friends is.
Yeah.
You got the friends who friend go, you.
Yeah, you know, y'all all in there. 80% of the people are in there, 75% of the people are in there for a reason.
Yeah.
25% ain't done a damn thing. So the reason they in there for, you ain't got time to judge because you in there too. So I ain't really mad at who he be friends with. Okay. And I'm like this, man. Look, man, if you get convicted and you did something and you doing the punishment for your crime, then that's all you can expect. You know, I ain't got to beat you no more, you know. You know, I wish him well. You know, I hope he gets through it, you know. You know, because, you know, you got to pay for your sins. We all do. So, you know, I don't really wish more grief on anybody, you know. Being in prison is enough. It really is enough, man. The loss of liberty and freedom and choice is... That's a major loss, man. So whatever people are serving their time, you know, I just respect the fact that they're doing it and just let it be. Yeah. You know.
All right. Okay. Well, finally, in entertainment news, it's graduation season. We know that. Hip-hop star and actor Ludacris gifted himself with a private jet as a graduation gift. As we told you, he recently received an honorary Bachelor of Science in Music Management degree from Georgia State University. That is, of course, his alma mater. Luda shared a video of his new plane with hashtag family upgrade in the caption. The new jet actually is an upgrade from the Hawker 700 plane he had before. And for the record, Luda has a pilot's license. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not really.
Nice.
To
private
fly one of them?
And a license.
Oh, I don't know. They just said he had a pilot's license.
Well, he got a pilot's license.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever wanted to get one, Steve?
What?
A pilot's license?
No, I don't even like looking out the window half the time. I'm damn sure I ain't finna be up front.
More space up there, isn't it?
Man, I ain't got the nerves for that. We landing, here come this ground. You know, because sometimes, you know, on the plane, you know, you can hear 100, 80. 80 feet.
The altitude.
50 feet. Mm-hmm. 30 feet. 20 feet. You know, you can hear it.
Yeah.
I'd be going, okay. I don't want to be up here with this little stick in my hand. This ain't working. I'd be pulling up too soon, trying to land
All
too
right.
soft.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, what article of clothing or footwear are you willing to spend the most money on? Well, we'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What article of clothing or footwear are you willing to spend the most money on is the question. Well, in trending fashion news, the Balenciaga brand is selling a pair of torn up, messed up high top sneakers. Forget this price. $1,800. $1,850 to be exact. Completely destroyed, these shoes are. I mean, they look crazy. All right, Steve, is there? Have you seen these shoes, guys?
Yeah, I saw.
The sneakers?
I saw.
Yes, they look crazy.
What they make they think somebody gonna buy that?
Dog, they ain't gonna be able to keep them shoes.
Right. People are gonna buy them for sure.
They're gonna buy
Tommy,
that?
Tommy, they're not gonna be able to keep them.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
People gonna buy it for the conversation. Boy, do you know what these people are into? Look at me, see me, ask me, look at me, watch me. We in that world,
for
right?
That, dog.
Boy, let me tell you something. You ain't gonna be able to keep them. They gonna sell out, man. They gonna be collector's items.
When they did the story, they had already, this one guy had already bought them. He was walking on them. He says, yeah, I like them. They're cool. Once I have them on, everybody's gonna buy them. He's some sort of fashion guru. But they look crazy. So, Steve, the question to you is there an article of clothing or footwear that is no budget as far as you're concerned because you love them so much?
Well, I mean, it's a limit to everything as far as I'm concerned. But I will spend – what's the most you've spent on a suit, Tommy?
$3,000. Yeah. Suit being made.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Custom made.
And I don't care if it go out of style or not and how big I get. I keep cutting it and changing it. We gonna wear that damn thing.
Yeah. That's expensive for a suit, you know.
How about you?
The most?
Yeah. Probably come on, 20. Give me this shocking ass number.
How much? 20.
Probably what?
20.
God. 20.
For a suit?
Oh, man. Jackie would have left me.
What about Junior? What's the most you spent for a shoe? Oh, I know what Junior. Yeah. Junior, how much?
For a suit? About $1,750.
Okay. That's all right, Junior. That's good.
$1,750 custom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a few of them, but I'm not.
Shoes.
How much for a shoe?
Different.
How much most for a shoe, Junior? Quick.
$750.
Tommy, quick.
$2,800.
Come on, HR.
$3,000.
$3,000 for a shoe?
What?
HR, come on, boy.
What?
HR got on $3,000 shoe. HR, come get them, yeah.
HR.
All right.
Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, the teenager suspected of killing 10 people in an alleged hate crime in a Buffalo supermarket Saturday was brought to a hospital by state police in June of 2021. Now, get this. He was brought in for a mental health evaluation after expressing his desire to carry out a mass shooting. This is according to law enforcement officials. The racist terrorist Peyton Gendron, 18 years old, was brought to a hospital by state police last June and released. He was released a day and a half later. State and federal law enforcement didn't pick up further intelligence on Gendron before Saturday's massacre. The store where the shooting took place is in a largely black neighborhood of Buffalo. 11 of the people shot were black, 2 were white. The killer, Gendron, had 3 weapons, an AR-15 on his person, and a rifle and a shotgun in his car. The shooter's car had White Lives Matter written on it, according to a bulletin circulated among law enforcement. This is crazy right here. So he went to a mental hospital to be evaluated for this very crime that he committed.
And they let
crazy,
him go.
Crazy, right?
A day and a half later.
Well, I mean, what are they going to do?
Yeah, and was released.
He didn't commit
What'd
a crime.
What'd you say, Steve?
So they're going to let you out.
Yeah.
But is there a way to keep an eye on people like that? I mean,
I mean, you know, we don't have the manpower to do that. That's what they're going to say.
It's just it's just heartbreaking. He planned this.
That it could.
He drove 3.5 hours. He planned it. He wrote about it in high school. He went to a mental institution. And we can't do nothing until they actually kill people.
To avoid, I mean, all the signs were there.
Well, the white kid that got off, whose mother drove him to the rally with the gun.
Kyle Rittenhouse.
He killed some people, and he got off.
Yeah, because he cried on the stand.
They have a different set of laws and rules for them.
Former president.
And this one right here, I'm just anxious to see how this plays out. I don't see how this boy don't go to prison. It'll be a real problem. It'll be a real problem if that happens.
Yeah.
And have pled not guilty.
Because they have to prove. In court, President Biden will visit the site of the shooting today. The president said on Sunday that our hearts are heavy once again, but our resolve must never, ever waver. So that's from President Biden.
So what is our resolve?
Just, gun reform, gun control. Regulation with social media. I don't know. Something, Steve. We got to do something.
Yeah.
This country will never, ever
stop guns.
Do gun control or gun reform. They're making too much money, and the NRA spends too much money on the Republican Conservative Party for the Second Amendment right.
We will never ever,
and this will be an ongoing problem. The only way this problem ends, if this starts happening to some of the people's children who are accepting money from the NRA. Because then those mothers, see, because a mother got love for their children, they don't care nothing about your money. Until something happens to the politicians' children who are accepting money from the NRA and then has to be faced with the reality, is this money worth the life of your children? Then that answer will become a resounding no, and the mothers and their wives will make sure of that. Until that happens, the beat goes on.
Because, Steve, up until now, the answer has just been more guns. If I had had a gun, then I could have stopped some of all this. If I had had a gun myself, you know, that's usually the answer, more guns.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sick. I don't
see this country ever reversing that stance.
No. So. Because you see what's happening.
It keeps happening.
More guns. You know. They loosen the restrictions on gun purchases, all of that. It keeps going in the opposite direction. All right. We're going to switch gears here, lighten things up a bit. Coming up next, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is the pastor's pride and joy. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us today, Neff, on the menu?
Well, all over the country, it's graduating time. Over the country. What if you got a call and they say you ain't graduating? Graduate. That ain't the call you want. You to put your time in, your years in, hard money been put in. You ain't graduating. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach a Trevon, please.
This? Him? Who is this?
My name is Joseph. I work over in student affairs. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, you're supposed to be... this is your fifth year here at the university. You're graduating in the next 7-8 days, am I right?
Yes, sir. I'll be out of this joint.
Okay. Listen, I'm giving you a call. We got a bit of a problem here that we want to try and discuss with you, and maybe we can get you over at Student Affairs and come in and have a meeting with us, but we wanted to bring it to your attention. Now, you took one of your last subjects was English, and you had an English exam. You guys are writing an essay. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. It seems that we got some problems here, that the professor there is actually insinuating that you may have cheated on this essay that you've actually written.
What? Cheated? No.
From what he's telling us here at Student Affairs is that you may have plagiarized some things that were in your essay.
Dude, no, I didn't plagiarize nothing that was in the essay. Everything is documented like it should be. So I don't know what you're talking about, especially cheating on no exam or no paper, nothing like that. You must got me mixed up with somebody else.
No, not at all. You're actually Mr. Trevon, correct?
I mean, that's me, but I didn't cheat on no exam or no paper, okay, for that matter.
Okay, well, let me try to bring you up to speed here, Trevon. What we're going to need is you to actually come in and talk to us over here at Student Affairs so we can try to get this thing rectified. But I will let you know, it's going to take a few more days longer than graduation. So as of right now, you're actually not going to be walking and graduating with the rest of the students.
What, man? You got me messed up. What you mean I'm not going to be walking?
Well, until we get this situation rectified here, you're not going to be graduating with the rest of the students. Now,
man, dog, I don't know what y'all got to do, but y'all need to figure it out and find out what the problem is. Man, I didn't cheat on no exam. The hell are you talking about, dude? My family is coming down here, and you talking about cheating on an English exam. The hell I look like cheating on an exam for, and I'm getting ready to graduate. Man, now, y'all need to fix it, like, right now, like today while we on the phone.
We can't do that. It's a sensitive subject, and like I said, it seems like it's plagiarism.
I mean,
you know, if we can get you to actually come over to Student Affairs next Wednesday.
Man, you got me up. What you mean next Wednesday, dude? I'm graduating in a few days. What you talking about next Wednesday, man? Like, why my professor didn't give me a call? Why are you calling me?
Sir, this is not something that professors actually take care of. This is a Student Affairs situation. Now, and it's a very sensitive situation. Now, what we want to do is try to get this thing taken care of. And if what you're saying is actually true, then you'll probably graduate
okay,
in August
so,
when
man,
we have
man,
the
man,
next...
Man, please, dude, you got me. I'm telling you right now, this is some... You got me. August? Man, I'm graduating this semester. I've been here too long to go through some... my last few weeks of school, and you talking about August?
Sir, I
ain't even trying to hear, dude. I'm not even trying to hear what you got to say, man. My family is coming down here from everywhere to see me graduate. Man, I'm the first girl to graduate from my family. You talking about some talking about I cheated on the paper? A paper, dude? A paper? Man, you got me up, man. I'm going to work two and three jobs to see me through this school, and now I'm getting ready to graduate, and you talking about I gotta wait until August to graduate? Man, hell no. Nah. I'm on my way to the office right now, and you can tell whoever the professor is that I'm on my way, and he needs to be there too.
Sir, all I can really tell you is that we can try and get this thing rectified as early as next Wednesday.
Like, man, what's your name again? And where is your office?
I'm at Student Affairs. I'm Joseph.
Oh, okay. So I'm about to get in my car right now, and I'm about to come over there, and we're going to handle this today. And how you singling me out? Cheating on the exam or paper, man? What is that?
Sir, all they're saying is the professor saying that there's a possibility of plagiarism here.
Man, are you kidding me, dude? I've been here 5 years. I'm the first male to graduate from college, man. My grandma is 82 years old, and she coming here to see me graduate. And you're telling me some about cheating on the paper, and I got to wait till August to graduate? Man, that. Man, you tell that professor to come to your office right now, because I'm already in my car on my way to come to your office, and we're going to handle this today. That man, you got me.
I don't
else,
have
man.
Any more room on my schedule to actually pull anybody in today.
How the you going to call me with a like this? Talking about you ain't got room on your schedule? Man, hell no. Mr. whatever your name is, I'm on my way to your office
Joseph,
right now, and all I got to tell you, and I'm telling you up front, it's going to be a problem if I ain't graduating in a few days. You got to deal with me. You got to deal with my family, my mama. We don't play this, man. You got to stop.
Sir, is there a possibility that maybe you plagiarized and didn't know that you did that?
Dude, man, what the you mean? The paper was over some that I already knew.
Sir, can I tell you one more thing, and then I'll actually...
You can't tell me a thing. You already called me with some something. I can't graduate with my class after I done been this for 5 years, then sacrifice and study my off, and you telling me I can't graduate until August? You ain't got to tell me.
I do have one more thing I need to tell you, and then I'll let you be on your way, okay?
Man, go ahead.
Can I tell you what I want to tell you?
Dude, go ahead. I'm telling you.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got prank phone called by your best friend, Brian.
What? man. Dude, somebody gonna playing jokes like that, dude. Man, do you know how hard I worked in school to get out this 5 years? 5 years. Man, I'm telling
you. Man, you are the first black male in your family to graduate from college. You're doing it big, boy.
Man, I know, man. It's been a journey, bro. I can tell you it's been a journey, man.
I got one more thing to ask you, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, it's that Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It hurt me to do that.
Wow.
It really hurt me to do it, but I had to do it.
Ooh, that broke my heart.
When you bring someone to their tears, when you feel that emotion, yeah, as a prankster, you don't know what that does. It's so, woo. Oh, that felt good. That felt so good. Did you feel the passion in his voice? His grandmama coming, she ate it something.
Feel it, I was there. I didn't graduate till August from college. I messed up. I felt his pain.
Oh man, I love how stupid I am, man. I love it. It is a gift.
You love being stupid, huh?
July. Yeah, he already know. July 1st, Columbia, South Carolina. I'm going to be stupid at the Koga Performing Arts Center. Nephew Tommy, get your 4th of July weekend jumping off with a laugh. That's July 1st, Friday night at the Koga Performing Arts Center. You want to see stupid in rare form, come watch it, boy. I got it for you. Oh, my God. I'm good at what I do. I'm just.
There you go. There
you go. Good at what I do.
What is this segment of the show called again? I forgot.
Praise and worship.
This is prank praise worship.
Praise and worship. Oh, Father God.
There might be a prank today.
Listen, we're moving on if we can. coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter. The subject is the pastor's pride and joy. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, it is time to register to vote in Nevada and New Jersey. Your deadline to register to vote is today, May 17th, if you want to vote in the upcoming primary elections. Pennsylvania voters, your primary election is today, so get out and vote. Please go to whenweallvote.org, okay? whenweallvote.org. Let's do our jobs. Let's do our jobs, all right?
Let's go. Let's vote.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. It is the Strawberry Letter. It could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Subject, the pastor's pride and joy. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 37-year-old single woman, and I was engaged but recently ended the relationship with my fiancé. Since then, he's tried to get me back, but I can't get past what happened with his secretary. My ex-fiancé is a pastor, and he is running the church right now because his father has been ill for a while. He's a great pastor, and the congregation has grown since he's been in the pulpit. All of the single women in church, young and old, would give me the side eye when they found out I was his fiance. I dealt with all of that. What I couldn't deal with is his attraction to his secretary. This younger lady has long red hair, beautiful legs, a great butt, and a beautiful smile. Of course he's attracted to her. But what I can't understand is why she would want to work at our church Monday through Friday when she could be doing something in her field of real estate. My mind got to playing tricks on me, and then my intuition kicked in. I tried to calm my demons, but 2 days ago I lost it. And I drove up to the church at 8 p.m. My fiance was in his office, and little Miss Secretary was in the bathroom adjacent to his office. He seemed surprised to see me, and he said he had just come by the church to lock up and make sure Miss Secretary got to her car safely. When she came out of the bathroom, her blouse was unbuttoned, so she quickly darted back into the bathroom. I pushed past him and ran and banged on the bathroom door. He yelled at me and said I was out of line and I was scaring her. He said she is the pride and joy of the church because she works for free and they need her. I told this old fool nothing in life is free, and I dumped him. Are they fooling around? How can he be so naive? Well, a true statement. Nothing in life is free, and both of them seem to be paying for this in some way. And yes, they are fooling around, okay? You already know this because she came out of the bathroom with her blouse open and ran when she saw you, all right? They that had fooling around all over it.
You
had really pay attention. Anyway, yeah.
I'm sorry. My bad.
That, her coming out of the bathroom with her blouse all open and everything. Come on now. That just had fooling around all over it. And you saw this with your own eyes. You ask, how can he be so naive? Well, how can you question what you know is right? He's not naive. He saw how cute she is, just like you and everyone else did. They did it. You know it. And you dumped him because of it. So why are you backtracking? Acting like you're getting confused and not sure what happened. He cheated. Don't make excuses for him. You did the right thing. You did the right thing. They've been doing this for a while. She works for free. He said they need her. She's cute, long hair, beautiful legs, great butt. He's at the church. You suspected something. You drove in there. You saw it. All right. Just move on now. Just move on. You already dumped him. Steve.
Completely 100%. Disagree with everything Shirley has said. This is a shame. This is why churches is falling apart today, because members have the mindset of Shirley Strawberry, always running too far with the information. Let's go over this letter as she wrote it, the so-called victim quotations. Subject, the pastor's pride and joy. Man can't have nothing. Hey. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 37-year-old single woman, and you about to find out why. And I was engaged but recently ended the relationship with my fiancé. Since then, he's tried to get me back, but I can't get past what happened with his secretary. So now here's the situation, y'all. My ex-fiancé is a pastor, and he's running the church right now because his father been ill for a while. He's a great pastor, and the congregation has grown since he has been in the pulpit, thus proving that he's a great pastor. Then here comes the color commentary. All of the single women in the church, young and old, would give me the side eye when they found out I was his fiancé. Right there. You got the apple of everybody's eye. So now they giving you the side eye. I dealt with all that. What I couldn't deal with was his attention to his secretary. Now listen to this description. The younger lady has long red hair, beautiful legs, a great butt, and a beautiful smile. Then she says, of course he's attracted to her. Yes! Yes!
What are you screaming about?
I'm attracted to her, what you just said. She has long red hair. Rapunzel.
Let down
your Rapunzel is walking around at the church. What? The lady in the castle with the hair hanging out the window with the moat round it. That's who walking around the church with beautiful legs, a great butt, and a pretty smile.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
thought,
New Edition, they'll be able to vote. Never trust a big butt and a smile. Why not?
Yeah. Well, part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The pastor's pride and joy is today's Strawberry Letter subject. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is the pastor's pride and joy.
Right there. The pastor's pride and joy. Like I said, a man can't have nothing. He can't be prideful or joyful about nothing. Here comes somebody always wants man to be miserable and unhappy. But the moment a man get pride and joy, here comes you need to be despondent and sad. Oh, skip your pride and joy. Let me ruin it for you. You a 37-year-old single woman. We finding out why, because you ended the relationship with your fiance. And he been trying to get you back, but you can't get past what you say happened with his secretary. Now, your ex-fiancé happens to be the pastor of the church, took over his father for his father because his father wasn't doing well. The congregation has grown because he's a really, really good pastor. And then all the single women in the church, young and old, have given you the side eye when they found out I was his fiancé. I dealt with all that. Now, she said, what I couldn't deal with is his attraction to his secretary. This younger lady has long red hair, beautiful legs,
come on,
a great butt, and a beautiful smile.
Boy, you said.
She said, of course he's attracted to her. Never trust a big butt and a smile.
Yeah.
Back
why
said it too.
Not
come on,
Bill and DeVoe, poison. Poison if you a boy, a blessing if you a man.
Enjoy.
Yeah, let's move on. But what I can't understand is why she would want to work at our church Monday through Friday when she could be doing something in her field of real estate. She trying to serve the Lord. You are trying to ruin this woman who is in here trying to serve the Lord Monday through Friday. That's Whoa. Why churches get towed down now, because of members like Sister Shirley don't want this woman. I don't understand why she would want to work at our church Monday through Friday when she could be doing something in her field of real estate. She is serving the Lord. Sacrifice.
Right.
My mind, the devil. My mind got to playing tricks on me. And then my intuition kicked in. I tried to calm my demons. See, she got demons in her. That's what tear the church down, demons. So little demon. But 2 days ago, I lost it. I drove up to the church at 8 p.m. My fiance was in his office. Now, pastoring. In his office. Pastoring. Worshiping. Serving in the evening hours. And little Miss Secretary was in the bathroom adjacent to his office. That means cross the hall.
Yeah.
She wasn't even in the bathroom in the pastor's office. She was in the bathroom adjacent where the women supposed to be.
Make it plain.
Now, here she, then he seemed surprised to see me and said he had just come by the church to lock up and make sure Miss Secretary got to her car safe. What a man should do.
Yeah.
When she came out the bathroom, her blouse was unbuttoned, so she quickly darted back into the bathroom. You know how many times I done walked out of the bathroom, my pants been unzipped or something, and I had to run back in there, turn around,
what?
Face the wall, zip my pants up. It happens.
Like
it happens. Shirley, I'm going to ask you again to be quiet. I'm going to ask you, because I didn't interrupt your little raggedy answer. You're not going to interrupt
mine. Your raggedy answer is
whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. Now, her blouse was unbuttoned. She didn't notice it till she was coming back in and the wind pushed it open. So she darted back in the bathroom.
The wind. What?
You know, when you walk, the wind push it open.
I cannot unbutton it.
The wind unbuttoned it?
No, she was in the bathroom getting unbuttoned. You know, when you're sitting on the toilet, you get hot sometimes. Like, I hang all my clothes on the back of the hook when I use the bathroom. I use bathroom naked. I don't like my pants be wrinkled up down around by my legs. So I hang my clothes on the hook in the back of the door. Anyway, she came out, she darted back. I pushed past him and ran and banged on the bathroom door. He yelled at me and said I was out of line and I was scaring her. You scaring the girl.
Worried about being
seen. She was in there using the bathroom, and now you want to tear the damn door down after church. But see, what you left out was what you were saying. Heifer, come out of there. Heifer, I'm going to kill you. You scared her. He said she is the pride and joy of the church because she works for free and they need her. Sacrificing what she could be in real estate to serve the Lord and work at the church. And she is the pride and joy of this church. And you members are not going to tear her down and make her feel unwanted. I told this old fool, nothing in life is free. It is some things in life that's free. There's a whole lot of stuff that's free. Government cheese was free. Pie eggs was free.
Oh,
stamps was free.
Yeah.
I dumped him. Are they fooling around? How can he be so naive? How is he naive? He ain't done nothing naive. Leave him and her alone and let them worship and serve.
Yeah.
Comment on today's Strawberry Letter.
You're welcome.
At Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
Coming she can't up help how she looks.
After the hour, it's Sports Talk.
Long red hand, great butt. Long as she can't help that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Unc, welcome back stateside. Unc, have you seen anything going on in sports when you was over there? Did you see? You catch any of the games?
No.
No?
They don't have basketball over there, Junior.
Catch him up, though.
Well, then, let's catch you up, Unc.
No, I don't know nothing, Junior. What?
Yeah.
And it went from knowing it all to nothing.
Man, the Mavs and the Suns, man. The Mavs beat the Suns 123-90, so they're going to be in the Western Conference Finals to face Golden State. And then you got Boston and Miami in the Eastern Conference Finals. Unc, you got any picks? You want to see how this is going to go?
Well, I just want to remind Tommy that he said that series would be a sweep.
I did.
And,
yeah. He did.
It wasn't. And I predicted that the Suns would sweep Dallas. That ain't happening.
No. No.
And, or did I predict Golden State was going to sweep Memphis? I predicted one of those.
No, I think you did say Golden State was going to sweep Memphis. But
yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. They won, but they didn't sweep.
No.
So now, I don't know, man. I don't really. Boston is shocking. See, I can't stand Boston. Ever since in the 70s when they turned that school bus over with them black kids on it. I've hated Boston ever since.
Okay. That wasn't a team, though, that did that. Though.
It's the
that
city wasn't. He talked about.
I don't give a damn who did it. If you got Boston in your name, I want you to lose. The only time I cheered for Boston was when Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen, I wanted them to get a ring. So I was the only time I was happy Boston won.
Gotcha.
I went right on back to hating them after they left. But now because of Tatum and them boys, they nasty. But that damn Jimmy Butler, man, and Hero, they ain't scared of nobody, man. I ain't really got no dog in that fight. But I know out west, I can't see them whipping Golden State. But I couldn't see the Dallas Mavericks whipping Phoenix either. So... I'm going with Golden State. Them Splash Brothers plus Poole is balling now. So, I don't know who gonna come out the East, man. Cause I like Boston, but that doggone Miami boy. Woo!
Well, we gonna see, Uncle.
I think Dallas gonna surprise y'all. I think Dallas going to surprise.
Dallas?
Yeah, I don't. I don't. Enough of these damn surprises.
You got Draymond Green, and you got
pool. Well, we own in Dallas, and we not own in Golden State. So yeah, I should pull for Dallas.
Start now.
I really ain't got no dog in the fight, but hell, go Mavs.
Yeah.
Let's go Dallas.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In a video gone viral, did you all see the 9-year-old little boy? This was a little white boy, 9 years old. Went up to the home of a black family, banged on the door with a whip at the home of this black little girl. He was trying to say that he wanted to whip the little black girl. Now, this happened in Dallas, Texas, Kaufman County, near Dallas, Texas. The mother of the little black girl opened the door, told the little boy to get away from her door. Then the father of the little black girl went over to the white boy's house to try to talk to his father. A gun went off. Just take a listen.
Little boy, you better get your ass from off my porch beating on my door like this. I will call the police. You need to leave. Don't you ever beat on my door like that. Go. Okay.
All we want to do is just talk to you civil.
That's the problem. You and your kids want to play. Your son came over
y'all
here.
Y'all are so violent.
Your son came over here.
Baby, please.
Your son came over here with a whip. Bring his ass over here again.
Please.
And see what the happened.
You have a gun.
Come over here on my side and see what the
you have a
gun. Get out of here. You outside without the gun then.
I've already come out before.
Come on, let's do it. No, baby, get back. Oh, my God.
Okay. So, Carla, whose gun went off? Whose gun is it?
The white man's gun. The boy's father. Because the father of the black girl went to his house.
Because the little white kid showed up at his house with a whip in his hand asking for the little black girl.
And when the little white boy left the house of the black girl, the whip, he used the whip to scratch her car, the mother's
car.
That's
how the car got scratched. Okay.
Yeah, so that's why she's talking about the scratch on the car and that the neighbor's camera has footage of the little boy doing that as well. So it's just, I don't know. It's just,
So what is Kay said now? Somebody went to jail?
You need to know.
The white father went to jail because it was his gun that went off.
Yeah. Oh,
he did, okay. He didn't shoot it. It went off. The gun went off.
So he had it out.
Yeah, he had it out.
Yeah.
The black father just went over there to talk to him. The white guy told him to get off his property.
This is a mess, and it's an ongoing story. So, you know, we'll have to keep our eye on it. But the point is that, you know, what is going on as we...
I think your child can do this. The nine-year-old boy thinks he can go knock on the door with a whip.
With a whip? What is he being taught? What is he coming from?
See, that's a taught behavior.
Thank you.
It is.
But you got a whip in your hand and you going over there for whatever this little black girl did. If you show up at my house with this whip in your hand, I'm going to take all the symbolism of racism and all that into consideration.
Yep.
And I'm going to go over there and snatch a natural ass knot in your dad.
You knocked on my door with a whip.
Well, I'm going to go over there and talk like the brother did. If you whip my daughter, it's a whole nother piece of activity. Yes. So let's just be grateful that didn't happen. But I think the brother went over there to talk, and the guy had a gun.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the bottom line.
But that's
he didn't believe that his son didn't do it. He wouldn't even listen to the guy.
Regardless, if a black man comes up to the house, you got to get your gun. Dog, you know, everybody got a weapon. Your son got a whip, you got a gun. That's at the house.
Yep.
Where your hands at? Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. Right. You can come out on the porch, we just gonna talk.
I mean,
but your first reaction is, let me get my gun to protect myself. That's the problem. But we're not, that's a whole nother Second Amendment that's not going to change. And so they're not gonna ever get rid of that law.
You know, it could have ended badly.
He could have killed somebody in his house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. He could have killed someone in his house. I mean, but he has been arrested, the white father, right, whose gun went off.
That's what I heard.
His gun went off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but we'll keep our eye on this story. It's gone viral.
Oh, trust me, he out now. They don't stay in that long. Trust me, he out.
Yeah. All right, we're going to move on. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In trending art news, the Sugar Shack, you know, the dance hall painting made famous for appearing in the credits of the sitcom Good Times. Remember that?
Yep.
Recently sold at an auction for a record-breaking, get this amount, $15.2 million, okay?
Wow.
That's according to MSN.com. Yeah, that's a lot of money. Over $15 million.
Is that Ernie Barnes?
Ernie Barnes. It's a 1976 acrylic on canvas piece. It's showing jubilant black dancers in a club. Was also featured in the Evans Family Apartment during the TV comedy's fifth and sixth seasons, and was used as the cover of Marvin Gaye's hit single "I Want You." The painter, the late Ernie Barnes, painted the Sugar Shack from a childhood memory. Huh?
Where did they say they got the photo from, the art from, the original?
Oh, it was sold at an auction. They didn't say where they got it from.
Really?
But it was at the auction, yeah.
I got a copy. I ain't got no original.
No. I know where the original was hanging.
Oh, do you?
Really, Steve?
Uh-huh.
I know whose house it's in or was in. That's why I asked.
Or was
That's why you were asking.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Well, maybe
he
they...
had some good pieces, though. Ernie Barnes was cool.
Yeah, Ernie Barnes? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but anyway, Ernie Barnes painted it from memory, the Sugar Shack, from a childhood memory, sneaking into the Durham Armory, a North Carolina venue that hosted segregated dances back in the day. All right, coming up, 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play another round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for another round of Would You Rather. Would you rather be criticized or would you rather be ignored?
Hell, I'm both of them.
Yeah. Yes. and the most famous one is on this show. He do both. He get both.
He criticized and ignored. Oh, hell.
Aw, that baby.
How long you been ignoring me, Steve? How many years you been ignoring me?
Probably since birth.
Birth?
Dang, he didn't even think about that answer.
Yeah. Came right out.
Just rolled off his tongue.
Right, yeah. And your birthday's tomorrow, Tommy. When's your birthday?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
18th.
He been ignoring you a lot.
Don't ignore him.
Ignore that, too.
Yeah.
He will not be ignored on his birthday, Steve. He will not.
Well, you get a happy birthday on the radio, and that's about it. You know, He got kids and a family. Let them buy some.
You know. Would you rather be able to read minds or would you rather have X-ray vision?
I'm going with X-ray vision.
Ooh, I've been wanting this since I was 9 at X-ray. Them glasses they sold in the comic book didn't never work till we could look through clothes.
No, I want your mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all rather read minds. That'd
know
be
what
cool.
you're thinking.
Uh-uh. Yeah. You know, hell, back in the day, if I could have read your mind, I'd have knew if I was going to see any clothes anyway, so.
All right.
I'm sorry. All righty. I don't know where that came
you
from.
You killed two birds with one stone.
Yeah, if I can read your mind, I know what I'm going to see you naked anyway. So we can work with that. Go from there.
Two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Well, let me change my answer then. I want to read mine too.
What you say?
I'd have saved me a lot of money.
Yeah, I ain't thinking about that.
I would have saved a lot of money trying to have X-ray vision if I'd have knew what you was thinking. I ain't got to buy this dinner. Let me carry my ass home. Ain't nothing finna happen.
Yeah.
Would you rather remember everything you see, or would you rather remember everything you hear?
I do all of that.
Yeah.
You remember, uh-huh.
Oh, he got a mess.
So if you had to pick one.
I'm going with hearing.
I go with see.
If I had to pick, remember everything I saw, everything I heard. Heard is learning, but seeing is vision. So, I mean, that's a hard one, man, because remembering what I saw is what the inspiration is, but remembering what I heard is what I've learned. Mm-hmm. So I'm not gonna either or neither. I'm gonna lie to you here, and just, I'm gonna go with seeing, but I'm gonna remember everything I heard though.
Coming up in 49 minutes after the hour, our last break of the day, and some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey. Right after this,
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent, telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are, guys. Our last break of the day on this Tuesday.
Yeah.
On this Tuesday. This is it. Good things.
Ooh, Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
Steve, you have some words of wisdom, some closing remarks you want to leave us with.
You know, I've been very fortunate in my life that God has afforded me a lot of grace and a lot of favor in my life. You know, I work hard. I do understand that. I put forth a lot of effort because I do adhere to the principle that if you plan on being successful, it's going to require an all-out massive effort. It's going to take everything you have. I thank God that I have been willing to do mostly everything that was requested of me in order to become successful. I'll just put it that way. I'm pretty sure there's more coming, but so far I've tried to answer the bell and answer the call. But with that being said, my life is still filled with a great amount of mercy and grace that God has done for me, almost the unthinkable. And the reason I say the unthinkable, because oftentimes people say, hey, man, Steve, did you see yourself being here? And it kills me when people say, yeah, I always imagined myself here. Well, how did you do that? How did you imagine something that you didn't know was possible? Because what I've also learned is if you can imagine it, it's possible. It is impossible to think an impossible thought. That's impossible. You know what I mean? It's impossible. How should I phrase this? Let me see. You can't have a thought that's not doable or thinkable or attainable some way, some shape or fashion, because everything we have in this world, somebody thought of it. I'm not phrasing it exactly the way I want to, because as I do most of my closing remarks, it's off the top of my head. But I do know one thing, that if it had not been for God's grace and mercy, I am not who I am today. I am clear about that. Somebody sent me something the other day that really touched me. He sent this to me. He said, God has a tendency of picking up a nobody to become a somebody in front of everybody without asking anybody. That it put tears in my eyes. And I sent it to a few people that I knew would understand it. Once again, he said, God has a tendency of picking up a nobody to become a somebody in front of everybody without asking anybody. And I'm telling you, man, if that ain't me, I just don't know what is. Because I was just a nobody. That God, through his grace, picked me up and turned me into somebody. And he did it in front of everybody. And he didn't ask anybody. And I'm so glad he did. And do you know something, man? We are all privy to that. But in order to be privy to it, you got to be willing to follow some instructions. And the instructions you follow can't just be yours. You hear people say all the time, I'll do what I want to do. I'm going to live my life where I could do how I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it. That ain't how it work, man. Sorry. That's not the equation to real success. That's not the equation. Because to whom much is given, much is required. There are going to be requirements along the way. You don't get it free. You just don't get it free, man. I've often said, convenience is built through inconvenience. See, if you want to have a convenient life, the only way to have a convenient life, it is built through a series of inconvenient things. And when I tell you a series, I'm talking about a life full of them. Don't sit up and think you're just going to have one or two, three or four inconvenient moments to have an incredible life of convenience, because that's not how it works. You are going to have a series of inconveniences. You are going to be required to lay in it way longer than you want to. You're going to have to wallow in it way longer than you want to. You're going to have to deal with it way longer than you want to deal with it. That's what it is, man. That's the requirement. But in order to have a life of convenience, it is built through inconvenience. And if you want your life to be convenient, you got to deal with the inconveniences that come along with getting convenient, period. Sorry. This ain't no rule Steve Harvey came up with. This is life, man. You hear people say it all the time. If it's successful, easy, everybody would have it. That's the truth. So if you're not willing to be inconvenienced and you don't like being inconvenienced, then you can get off wanting the convenience, because it requires the inconvenience to get the convenience. I'm sorry to tell you that. But I'm also happy to tell you that, so it could clear up any confusion that you might be having. Oh, why am I going through this? Oh, woe is me. Because it ain't just oh, woe is you. It's oh, woe is everybody that wants a life of convenience. You have got to deal with the inconvenience. And in closing, I just want to say this. God has a tendency of picking up a nobody to become a somebody in front of everybody without asking anybody. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Those are my closing remarks. Hey, y'all, talk to God. He love to hear from you. That's for real.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.